What's up, Tony, dude, broha, friend? My name's Angie Traverso, and I'm going to spend the next few minutes talking to you about nothing but myself. All right, I grew up in a small town called Martinez, up in Northern California, about 40 minutes east of San Francisco. It's a gorgeous little place, and it's absolutely amazing right now because it's fall, and fall up there is so pretty. We get the yellows and the oranges and the reds that you just don't see down here in San Diego. And fall is my favorite up there because the transition between the warm, warm summer to that cold winter is just so cool. I love it. I love seeing the environment change around me along with, you know, starting school and stuff. It's pretty cool. It's harder to start school down here in San Diego, I find, because I feel like summer goes on forever. Summer goes on till winter break, as far as I'm concerned, down here. But I love it. And so that's where I lived until I moved down to state when I was 17. I decided to come down here because of the weather and because it was really far away from home and I just wanted to get out. let's see. My major that I chose down here, it really fits me because I played soccer my whole life, and so my major is kinesiology, which is pretty sports oriented. It's the study of the movement of the human body. So I decided to actually put my emphasis in physical therapy, which is something that I would really like to do, but my real focus, my real dream at this point is to be a doctor. I've been looking forward to being a doctor ever since I can remember. So it's something that I have the opportunity to do now that I'm in college, and so I'm going to try to pursue a career in that. But we'll see. It's pretty difficult. Judging from this physics class and the bio class that I'm in right now, I'm not really sure if I'm going to be able to go pre-med. But I'm going to try. I'm not going to give up. So that's basically what brings me into your class. It's a requirement for my kinesiology major, and it's also a requirement for pre-med majors. So that's why I'm in your class. I really liked my high school physics class because I was really good at it, but it wasn't that great of a class, I guess, because we didn't, well, it was really easy, and my teacher was more of a life coach than a teacher, so it was like a life class with physics tests in between, but it was fun. And let's see, why is physics important to me? Physics, I guess, is important to me because it just explains how everything works. Biology is important because it explains how life works and how living things come to be and how they sustain life, but physics explains why things move the way they do, why ball goes up in the air and comes down. Physics are really important just because, I mean, not for someone like me, because I'm not going to be a physicist or anything like that, but for someone who's designing roller coasters or anything that goes at high speeds and moves, it's pretty important. So I can see why the subject is good to study in college. I can see why they make you take it. I understand. But it's really difficult for me, so I mean, there's only so much that I can like it because I'm so bad at it. But I'm gonna try really hard. No worries. One thing that I really like about your test is the fact that as long as we understand the problem and we're able to draw a picture and some knowns and some unknown values, at least start the reasoning to work through all the physics, all the math to get to the right answer, you give us some points for that, and that's really cool. It's part of your problem-solving method to be able to take what you read in the actual problem and put it down on paper so that you can visualize what exactly is going on. I think that's a pretty good idea. So your problem-solving methods are A-okay with me so far. Alright, so that's that. Enough about physics. College. San Diego State. I really like it down here. Some things I really like about college are I really like the friends that I made down here. I got really close to some really cool people, and hopefully these people I can keep in my life for the rest of it. what else do I like about college? It's a time of learning. It's transition time, really, between your childhood and adulthood. I mean, we are growing up, but I still don't feel that old. I just turned 19 yesterday, but I don't feel old enough to where I should have a million responsibilities or kids or a husband or anything like that. I'm still having a lot of fun. I still feel like a kid. That's what I like about college. It's a place where you're still able to learn. You're able to do what you want to do and you're slowly trying to figure out what it's like to live a life, what it's like to become a person, to become yourself, to find yourself, if anything. I really like it. It's something that I'm glad that I did, and I feel bad for people that weren't able to get here. But hopefully I'm going to stay in the game for a while so that I can become the doctor that I've always wanted to be. That's like another 8 or 9 years of college maybe, but I have support from friends and family, and that's all I really need. So I don't really mind sticking around for a few more years. All right, Tony, that's about it. That's all I can really think of to say at the moment. I hope you got a picture of a little small glimpse into who I am, but if you really want to know who I am, it's going to take a little bit more than 5 minutes. Alrighty, this is me signing off. I hope you have a fantastic day, and I will see you in lecture all the time.